And a holy hush falls on us again. It is so far beyond a song.
Amen.
It's heaven on earth. With our hearts surrendered here.
Yes, Lord.
Come and breathe on us. Change the atmosphere. We are in awe of who you are.
Jesus.
You're heaven on earth.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. 'Cause in your presence, mountains sink into the ocean.
Jesus.
And we stand amazed in your glory. Chains and prison doors are broken. Where your freedom reigns in your presence.
Hallelujah.
In the whisper I can hear.
Jesus.
That you love me and there's nothing left to fear. There's no greater love is found within.
Jesus.
All of heaven and earth. Heaven and earth.
Yes,
'cause
yes.
In your presence.
Jesus.
Our problems sink into the ocean. Now we stand amazed in your glory. Chains and prison doors are broken.
Jesus.
Where your freedom reigns in your presence. In your presence. This room is alive in your majesty. And our city's revived in your mercy. And your Son is glorified. Our arms are open wide, singing worthy. You are worthy. This room is alive in your majesty. And our cities are revived in your mercy. Your Son is glorified. Arms are open wide, singing worthy.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy. Jesus. Worthy.
You are worthy, Lord.
You are worthy.
It's so worthy, Lord.
In your presence.
Jesus.
Problems sink into the ocean.
Jesus.
And we stand amazed in your glory.
Jesus.
Chains and prison doors are broken. Where your freedom reigns.
Jesus.
In your presence. Come fill this room in your presence. We make room for you, Holy Spirit. Surrender to you today. Lead us and guide us. Let us hear your holy word today. Glory to your name.
Glory, 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 glory.
Are you to be praised?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
In your presence.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But it doesn't stop there.
Amen.
You know, a lot of religions, they study a text, right? They study a book of this or a book of that, and it stopped there. But ours doesn't stop there, does it?
No.
We have man of God bring the word of God, and we have a woman of God bring a song, and suddenly we got the presence. See, that's what we got that other religions don't have.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
See, we got the presence.
Yeah.
We got the presence.
Yeah.
Ha! Hallelujah.
That's what Judaism doesn't have. Right? The Old Testament people didn't have the presence.
Yeah.
They didn't have the presence. Our religion is all about not salvation, but the Savior.
Yeah.
He's the presence of a person. The presence of God within us.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit. The central. In all of this, the central thing. We preach salvation, but really we should preach the Savior.
Yeah.
We preach the rescue. Right? In us. God in us, the hope of glory.
Amen. Yeah.
Right? God in us, the hope of glory. God in us can't do, like you were saying, anything he needs to do.
Yeah.
Stop it from raining, you can make it rain.
Yeah.
Right? It don't matter. Whichever way you want to go.
Yeah.
Whichever way you need to go, he can do it.
And the key is what Thurston was talking about, the word. That's where you look in that mirror, and that spirit that's got God inside you, and that spirit, when you look in that mirror and you meditate on it and your soul agrees with it, it flows to your body and action and everything. Everybody's got the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead inside them. Every believer has that power in them. And you have to have the revelation through the mirror, through the Word of God. Because Jesus had told, because he stayed in it. And that's the key, is the Word.
That revelation of truth.
Yes, the revelation of truth.
But you can put your faith in.
Well, that's Andrew Womack.
To do whatever
it is. I mean, I can't take credit for that. That's Andrew Womack.
That's it.
But it got in my spirit. It's in my spirit, because I'm on the second, third time reading it, really. And it's just like, it's so simple that it's all these years it took it for me to really connect with the though. It's the, you see that image, just like I had never seen, says like I've never seen my face before with my eyes. I look in a reflection. You've never seen yours with your own eyes. You look in a reflection. And when you look in that mirror, the Word of God constantly, that's the difference in the power. The Word. And believe in it. And it's just, everybody should buy that book. I mean, it's just fantastic.
What's the title, too?
Huh?
What's the title?
Spirit, Soul, and Body.
Spirit, Soul, and Body by Andrew Womack. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Read it again, then.
All right. Last time, we were still talking about 2 Peter. We're still in chapter 1.
Okay.
And Peter is writing to believers who have a faith of equal standing.
Yes.
With him.
That's
good.
Glory.
He's humble. He said, I realize you've got a faith of equal standing with me.
That's awesome.
All right. But he says, now, you've got that faith, but you need to add to your faith some things. Add to your faith virtues, knowledge.
Give us a good definition of virtue.
Okay. Glad you asked that. All right. I looked it up. And this Greek word that is used for virtue is actually found in 1 Peter, the second chapter and verse 9. And there it is translated praises.
I've never heard that.
King James translators translated it praises. Which is kind of interesting.
So there's power in praise.
Virtue, yes.
I
looked up the lexicon about it in the dictionary, and it said behavior showing high moral standards. That's praiseworthy.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's praiseworthy. If somebody who's got high moral standards, it's praiseworthy.
Can I say something along those lines? Yeah. I remember the pastor I had, Dan Ronson, about it. He was on this one day, and he said if he had a choice in his, you know, what, you know, to strive for the most, it would be that. And he related purity to that, you know, that would be, you know, in ministry, that would be the key that he would want.
You know, that's what Ruth is called.
Yes.
She's actually called that word.
Yes.
She is a virtuous woman.
Mm-hmm. Power in it too.
She's actually called that in the Bible. We don't get to that.
Power and purity.
He was in the third chapter.
You know, the word says Jesus walked with power according to the spirit of holiness. That's in Romans, I think, somewhere. Anyway, purity is important. How do you say it? That's right.
Brother Horton said,
I had never heard that one, Grace, saying that.
Praise.
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 I've heard people say strength because they said,
yeah,
when the lady touched the hem of Jesus, virtue went out of him.
Right.
I heard people say strength. I've heard a lot of, but praise is awesome.
Yes. Yes. Tell you what, let's look at, let's see, where did I say that was?
First Peter.
Look at 1 Peter 2:9. And let's just read that. Somebody find that and read that for us, and let's just see how that's used there. And I'm glad you brought that up about the woman.
Yes.
And Jesus saying virtue is going out of her. Mm-hmm. You know. So somebody got 1 Peter 2:9. You can read it for us.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Mm-hmm. God. Maybe praises helps you become purer outside. Mm-hmm. Makes your inward condition. When you praise God, your inward part starts coming out more. Mm-hmm. It makes you.
You
yeah,
can't praise him and nothing.
No, that's right. It's good, just good for you.
I think what happens is we're beginning to get to the point where we're beginning to see that nothing exists by itself.
Yes.
They're all interlinked.
Yes, that's
just like we don't exist by ourselves. We're interlinked with each other.
Yes,
yeah.
Amen.
And we ought to be interlinked with each other.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Yes.
Because when you're interlinked, you're strong.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're strong.
Yeah.
You see, these, they don't exist in a vacuum.
No,
they're all by themselves. They're all interlinked. He says, add to you.
Mm-hmm.
Combine these things inside of you.
Yeah.
Inside
that's
of you.
Good.
Virtue,
good.
High moral standards, right?
Yeah.
Self-control, living on them. Mm-hmm. Right? You have virtue, you have to exhibit self-control,
mm-hmm.
and you have to do it all the time, steadfastly,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're all linked together. That will make you a godly person,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
So all these things are linked together. They don't stand alone.
Thank you, Jesus.
They all come together.
And then after you say all those, it says, for these things be in you and abound. They make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Right.
Woo!
That's right.
That's right. He comes back and he says, you will not be unfruitful or barren in the
knowledge.
The knowledge. Why does he keep coming back to knowledge? Why does he keep coming back to knowledge? Show you why he keeps coming back to knowledge. It's right here.
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What does the Holy Spirit? What did Thurston say the Holy Spirit told him? He told him what he didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? He gave him knowledge.
Yeah.
And when he got knowledge, he says what? It helped him.
And it was the truth.
It helped him do the things God wanted him to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, glory. Well, that is self-connected.
This all flows from our relationship.
With Jesus.
With Jesus.
Through the Holy Spirit.
Through the Holy Spirit. Right. It all flows, it all works together. Links.
Yeah.
It's all connected together. Remember those sheets I gave you? It had certain terms in the Bible?
Yeah.
Those little sheets? And it showed how this all stuff is linked together.
Amen.
You don't look at it by itself.
Yes.
It's
but
all
some
linked
people do
together.
That, or some people are well versed in one of these things, and they don't link them all together, you know.
Yeah, and lots of people try to do it outside in.
Yeah.
Soulish in. And you can't, that's not going to work completely. You got to do it inside. That relationship's going to develop everything.
Inside, come out.
It's there, that relationship's. And that's why, as a body of Christ, we need each other, because David can say something that will affect me, and I'll get it in my spirit thinking about it. I'll meditate it. I mean, Rodney one time, several years ago, says, well, he has a negative thought or says a negative word. He says, I'll say 3 or 4 positive things from the Word of God. You know, I heard it, but I, and then I got it in my spirit that that's what you need to do.
Yes.
So we're body, like you said, a body fitly joined together, all these truths in us. Woo.
Apostles are not enough.
No.
Prophets are not enough.
Like he says, it takes all of them.
It takes everyone.
Yeah.
It takes everyone to build up the body of Christ.
Yep.
Yes.
To equip the saints to do the
work. Of the
work.
Mm-hmm.
The work of the ministry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're not supposed to sit around our hands and say, oh, you apostles, get to work. You evangelists, go out there and save people. You know, go out there. No. We get equipped to do the work.
Yeah.
Right? I was talking this this weekend, and I said, you know, there's so many people, so many Christians just getting beat up.
Yeah.
They're sick. They're struggling with sickness.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have enough money. They're struggling with that. Mm-hmm. They're struggling with this. They're struggling with that. I'm going, why are they so beat up? They didn't put their arm around. Right?
Yeah.
We're not supposed to get up every day and just go walking out like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to get your armor on.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get a breastplate of righteousness on. You got to get a helmet of salvation on. You got to get your feet. You got to get your belt. You got to get your sword.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get your shield, because it's a battle.
Yeah.
It's a battle. When you crawl out of that bed, before you even get out of bed, yeah. It's a battle. When you wake up, it's a battle.
Mm-hmm. While you're sleeping.
Yeah, while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
That's right. You got to put your armor on, and most people don't know how to put their armor on.
Yeah.
That's why you need to equip the saints.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So they can know how to put their armor on, and know that there's a battle. Know you got to fight. You either fight and win, or you get beat up. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Either fight and win, or you get beat up.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this is what Peter's talking to him here. He says, these qualities, I'm kind of backing up and getting a running start here. If these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective and unfruitful in the knowledge of God, of Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these qualities is what? No, nearsighted.
Mm-hmm.
He's blind.
Mm-hmm.
Have forgotten he was cleansed from his former sins.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, brothers, I'm encouraging you. Be diligent. Be persistent. Be careful. Right?
Mm-hmm.
To confirm your calling and the election, for if you practice these qualities, you will never fail.
That's right.
Jesus.
Practice these qualities.
Jesus.
In this way.
Mm-hmm. But you know, Ray, yeah, I'm going to stop you there.
Go ahead.
Most preachers, I've heard a lot of preachers say, you know, we're not perfect, we can't do this, and we can't do this. They lean more on what they're not.
They're leaning into the flesh, the fleshly part of it.
Yeah, they lean to what they're not.
This is Andrew Wilmer. They look into what you see, feel, touch, thought, instead of the truth of the Word of God. Word of God says you don't do that.
They lean more to what they're not. They always confessing what, we're not. We can't see, you know, we this, we that. I'm like, God, help us. Help us to confess what we are.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, stop confessing what we're not in Christ.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well, we're not this, and we're not that, and we're not. Hello, God. Help
us. We can do all things through
Christ. Oh, yes. Amen.
Yeah, but our confession has got to line up.
Kings and priests.
It's got to line up. You know, it just. I mean, when you. Him, you're like, oh God, how are we gonna make it? I mean, they so beat up, how are we gonna make it? You know,
they're not looking in the mirror.
We're seeing through a
and
glass
seeing their
darkly. I'm like, well, what's the Holy Spirit for? Get some light on that.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
they love to use that excuse, you know? And they get mad at you if you try to, you know, correct them and say, no, that's the way we are.
That's
we can't get it. We can't have it.
Yeah, like he said, that's what you see out here. And you're agreeing, your soul's agreeing with your flesh just goes, with your mind will, not your mind will emotion, your senses, what you see, what you feel, what you know. But they're not, if you go to the mirror and see the truth, which is the Word of God, see, a lot of, and meditate and receive it and believe it, that's what you'll speak out of your mouth.
Let the Holy Spirit shine some light on
you. It's work. It seems like it's going to be a lot of work, but it's a good work.
He said he's the greatest teacher.
Amen.
And, you know, and they're like, oh, we can never know, you know.
God said to them.
Jesus, help us.
Who knows what is the mind of the Lord? But
we have the mind of Christ.
We have the mind of Christ.
And I'm trying to get it. We have it.
We have the mind of Christ.
Our soul has got to catch up with the mind of Christ.
Yeah, we got to agree in our soul that we have the mind of Christ.
We have to renew that mind to catch up with that spirit, because we have it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we can raise people, you know, some spirit. I mean, God raised Jesus from the dead, and that's the most powerful thing he did. Mm-hmm. And it's in us.
We've got this.
Yes.
But how many people sow to the flesh?
Yes.
And they don't sow
walk
to the Spirit.
Walk in the Spirit.
Right, mm-hmm. That's good.
Right? They focus on their flesh. They
Amen.
Don't focus on the Holy Spirit.
Right.
When we focus on the Holy Spirit and we listen to Him, He's going to give us
yes.
truth.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, He is.
He's going to give us truth.
Right.
These folks don't have truth because they're not focusing on the Holy Spirit. They're not opening up and saying, oh, Holy Spirit, speak to me.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit, speak to me. Mm. I need more than what I can get out of words on a page.
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
Because the words on a page, the Bible, if you will, they're not alive until He makes them
spiritual,
alive.
When they become spiritual.
He makes them alive when you read this.
Yes.
We got atheists who read the Bible.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We got atheists who read the Bible. Amen. And don't speak to them like He speaks to us.
Amen.
Right.
And I think Brother Thurston said that you can't teach more truth than what you got.
That's good.
You know?
That's good.
You know, a teacher, I can't teach more truth than what I got. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. I've got to go to the Holy Spirit and get more truth. Mm-hmm. You want to hear something new from me? I got to go to the Holy Spirit and get something new. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And so you keep walking with the Holy Spirit and He gives you more and more mm-hmm. truth. You hear the truth and you think, that's tough. That's tough, but I've got to put my faith in that.
Mm-hmm.
It's so strange, it's so different than what I've been doing,
yep.
that I've got to put my faith in it. There he says, I've been reading this book, there's truth there, but man, I haven't been thinking of this.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to change and I've got to now believe that truth.
Believe.
I recognize it is truth, but now I've got to believe in it
mm-hmm.
so I can walk in it,
mm-hmm.
so I can get the results of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
I can get the power of God flowing in me. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
The pastors Mary's talking about, therefore, it's the outside world.
Yeah.
It's what their emotions, their feelings are telling them, their five senses and what sure. they see and know. And they're not, that comes above the Word of God. That's why a lot of Baptists don't believe in healing is because they see people sick. And they pray for them, it's not done. But that's not what the Word of God says. Let God be true and every man a liar.
Right.
I don't care if there's never one healing on this earth. God's Word's truth.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
But a lot of these preachers are picking up what their peers are saying.
Yeah, it's their
you know,
the Word.
They're saying that, you know, it's we just can't. I mean, when you hear someone speak, and then he'll go right back and say something just so profound.
Mm-hmm.
And if I thought, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Well, you don't throw them out. They've still got good points. So
yeah, they have the point.
Let me just speak to what she just said because this is an important point. Okay,
mm-hmm.
this is an important point. She says. They'll say this, and then suddenly they'll just say something so profound.
Mm.
Okay? And sometimes they don't even know what to say. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That God can speak through a dumb ass.
Yeah.
I'm not equating them, okay? I'm not saying, don't think I'm equating them. But even though you don't know something,
yes,
God can use you and just speak through you to somebody who needs to hear what you got to say.
Amen.
You may not get the truth of it, but they will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
God would, you know, and this ought to encourage you, all right? Because mm-hmm. God can use, all right, someone who doesn't know or who's even sinful in sin to heal somebody mm-hmm. or to speak a word to somebody.
Because mm-hmm. our soul is not the perfected part of us.
Yeah. You know, he loves people so much.
It's the Spirit.
He loves people so much that he wants to heal them. He'll even use me mm-hmm. to heal. As bad as I am, you know, he'll use me to heal somebody just because he wants them healed so much. He loves them so much, he'll use an imperfect vessel to heal them.
Mm-hmm.
Or he'll use an imperfect vessel
mm-hmm.
to speak a word of truth to them, a word of life, a word of knowledge. Amen.
Because he realized we all are growing
yes.
in our
sure.
soul.
Sure, we
all
are
growing. Our spirit man got it all.
I mean, got it all, Mary. I love that. Spirit man's got it all.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen. 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 Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Been another good day. Y'all really just, y'all teach the class for me. I don't know. I just,
we have to have
I said a couple words and man, y'all just latching on to this.
You putting us in that
direction.
So easy to teach.
You release things that takes us into that path.
Amen. That's great. Right. That's
part
great.
Of that
it's a ministry of teaching.
Mm-hmm. If you say it, all right, if you say the word, you'll believe it more than
yes.
somebody else says it. Mm-hmm. So, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Say the word. Say the word.
Amen.
Let's just pray and thank God for this morning. Father, we thank you so much. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for all that you've accomplished and all that you are accomplishing. It's not an ended work, Father. You're still accomplishing wonderful things in our lives, and we thank you for that. Bless our time of fellowship and eating together. We praise you. We recognize the virtue in you that you put in us, and we praise you. Be with us today, Father. May everything that we think, do, and say bring honor and glory to your name. Amen.
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 All right.